Nothing in this recording is intended as investment advice, and the people in this recording may hold positions in the companies they talk about. Do not make any investment based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Hello and welcome to Zach's Traders Cafe. Today I'm joined by Paul Emmett, who is CEO at Powerhouse Energy. How are you today, Paul?
Not too bad, Zach. Thank you.
Right, this is basically just a catch-up call. I've known PHE for 10 years and I've known you for a while as well, but you've been a bit quiet, or relatively quiet, let's say, over the recent past. It'd be just good for you to sort of explain to people what Powerhouse is and what it does and what it's trying to do.
Of course, thanks very much, Zach. Yeah, so Powerhouse Energy is a technology developer. We have a pyrolysis stroke gasification process based on a rotating kiln. The main aspect of the process really is that we take non-recyclable waste and generate a product. So whether that product be syngas, then hydrogen from syngas, or power from syngas, or syngas as a precursor to another chemical process, that is what we do. So we're taking the problematic waste, the waste that usually diverts to landfill or gets incinerated, and we're taking that and generating something real from it. The process itself is extremely robust. You know, the fact that we're based around a rotating kiln is proven technology. All our downstream equipment is proven technology. We have a feedstock testing unit that we completed in March last year, so just 12 months ago, on our site in Bridgend. And that really is the precursor to a commercial unit. I mean, that unit allows not only us to carry on our R&D, but it allows our clients to bring, or potential clients to bring, the waste to us, watch it go through our system, and see what the synthetic gas, syngas, is going to look like. I mean, that to me was why we've been quiet. I think, I mean, when I took over, I felt we needed something tangible. Obviously, we'd had a small demonstration unit in the past. My focus really in that first sort of 18 months was to get this feedstock testing unit built. We needed something that our potential clients can come and kick the tires off, if you want to put it like that. We now have that. I mean, my feeling is that we're in a much stronger position than we've sort of ever been in reality, from a technology perspective. You know, we have opportunities we've had for the first time, really, in this past 12 months, people actually coming to us with inquiries, which in reality, before the feedstock testing unit, it was unheard of, unless we went chasing. You know, we've had 50 or 60 people inquire over the last 12 months. Okay, not every inquiry could be turned into a potential opportunity. But I'd say we've probably still got 12 or 13 potential opportunities out of those inquiries. And really, it just puts us in that better position than we've ever been in. Obviously, we have the Australia project, which is ongoing. Unfortunately, we are licensing a royalty on that, so we can't drive the process. We'd have the client's timescale on that. We've just submitted a planning application in Ballymena, which will be a design, build, operate facility for Powerhouse, which means we can drive the project through. We are currently in discussions with a number of entities, both in the Middle East, Europe, which we've had opportunities in lately. We have opportunities in the Caribbean. But, I mean, these things take time. And I think that's what people, really sort of don't get. We're not selling essentially a single product. Every product is tailored to the client. And these things take a little bit of time to get through the planning, the permitting, the techno-economical studies, the feeds, to get them to that point of a signature on a dotted line. I mean, we just have to work towards that. But, what do we offer? Well, what we really offer is a waste management system for companies that have got specific goals around the recycling and material recovery. We are promoting the shift from fossil fuels for things like site power, reducing reliance on transport costs, on the natural gas price volatility. We can aid people with their decarbonisation plans. Everyone's 100% switched to renewable energy, but it doesn't solve our waste problem. Are we green? No. Do we solve a waste problem? Well, yes. Does green solve a waste problem? No. There's room for everybody in this game. And I think that, we need to be, we are filling that gap. And I think, despite the market sentiment, we are in a really strong position as a company at the moment. We have the technology here for people to see. We've got the opportunities, and we just need to keep driving forward.
Right, and that's obviously a decent summary, and you're the expert in decent summaries. There are a few questions that go with that. History of Powerhouse is that I think the market was waiting for a proven technology. Are you there, yes or no?
Yes, technology is here for people to see and see work.
Right, the following on from that, your current market cap is £15 million. The waste sector, the waste area, however you want to describe it, is billions. If the market, one would believe, or it's implied that if the market believed in your technology, the market cap, or that it worked, or it was ready to go, the market cap would be rather more than £15 million. And finally, if the market does believe it, but the share price is still a 15, or the market cap still £50 million. Maybe they're waiting for the orders, the revenues, and the profits to kick in. Obviously, with each company, whether it's a mining company or whatever sector it's in, the kick in for valuation always happens at a different time, and sometimes even without profits, like Ocado, comes in anyway.
Yes.
When do you think the inflection point will come in for Powerhouse in terms of the valuation or the market sentiment?
I think it's going to be the signature on the dotted line for the first unit. Now, whether that be the contract signed for Australia because they've met the financial due diligence, or whether that be a small unit, which we're working on at the moment, being signed for just to prove that, we can put this 2.5 ton a day unit on a site from in a commercial way. I get the market sentiment. I understand that. But we just need to keep pushing, and that's all we can do. We're close on things. You can't say where we are. Again, we're driven by a customer, and that's where we are. I think people do believe it's there. I mean, every single person that's walked through the door at the feedstock testing unit has been massively impressed with it and with what it can do. And the way it's been built, so I think it's getting those people out there, getting enough people knocking the doors and getting enough people through the doors here to prove to them that it does work. And I think that's where we'll see the big change.
But as far as the share price now, market cap, this would be option money, perhaps, on what you'll be achieving in the next 6 months, a year, 2 years. Is that a fair thing to say?
Yes, I would say that's fair.
In terms of the next drivers, just for people to look out, what's going to happen next? What are we wishing for? What are we waiting on, particularly, or what are you waiting for to happen next?
What I'm waiting for next is somebody is the site is the Australia that comes through their due diligence and sign for a unit, for the planning to go through on Biomina so that we can drive that forward, but also for some of these smaller project units that we are in discussions around to basically push the button and say yes, and I think I think we're close. It's one of the, it's very much a chicken and egg situation. People want one, they don't want to be first. I mean, and there's ways and means we can work around that. And we're in discussions with a number of people on for a number of options on that. And that could be moving the FTU that we've got in Bridgend. It's a movable modular process. It could be put on somebody else's site. Prove that commerciality and get one sold. That's my main priority is get one sold.
Paul Emmett, CEO at Powerhouse Energy, thank you very much indeed.
Lovely. Thank you, Zach.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.